This is episode 327 on the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, guys? I have my family and I just got back from Montego Bay, Jamaica, where we hosted our third holiday mastermind. Eric Stark and I led just such an amazing group of high-level investors and entrepreneurs. We did some masterminding on Friday, and the rest of the time was just hanging out, kicking back with everybody, their families, their kids. Such an unforgettable experience, being able to connect and strengthen relationships and just go deep and get to know people on a personal level. I just feel like anytime I'm in this environment, I'm in my zone. This is what I truly enjoy. We were able to donate a bunch of money to a couple of charities and, you know, worked on our businesses at the same time, had an amazing time. So if you guys have any interest in upcoming holiday masterminds, go to holidaymastermind.com and you can check out the video trailer. That's from last year's event in Bimini. We'll have a new video trailer from the Jamaica trip that we just got back from probably in the next month or two. So I want to kind of start this episode with a quick story, something that, you know, most people are just not going to know, but only the people that were a part of Holiday Mastermind. Well, earlier this year, we decided to book the Holiday Mastermind and go to a 5-star all-inclusive resort in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, in DR. And, you know, with everything, I think in March, April, we just started getting a bunch of news. And I don't follow the news, but it just trickles. Inevitably, it gets to you, right? We started hearing about just, you know, Americans, tourists going over there and dying, you know, and a bunch of people getting food poisoning. And I'm very skeptical. The media always has an agenda. And I just don't buy into the media sensationalism. But inevitably, you know, my wife was starting to get concerned. Several others that were going to be joining us for the Holiday Mastermind were expressing some concern. And we just started doing some research and we just started finding out, you know, what's going on out there. Let's try to collect as much information and kind of figure out, because Eric and I are responsible for taking 40 people over there, you know, including half of them are kids. And we just want to make sure, number one, that everyone is safe. And number two, that, you know, aside from being safe, that everybody's going to be able to kick back, relax, and enjoy and get the most out of this experience. Well, I think it was like after the sixth person that we heard had passed away, we're like, look, we're pot committed at this point. That's a poker term for those of you that have never heard that. And we're already booked hotels, flights, you know, we have 14 investors that are confirmed in their families. Like, what are our options at this point? We either move forward or we cancel the whole thing. And the next day we woke up and we heard about a seventh person passing away. And we're like, what is going on? You know? And then my wife and I started talking about, look, I think maybe we should just go and leave our kids behind. But a big part of Holiday Mastermind is everybody going with their family. That's what makes this so special and so unique. And so how could we not even bring our whole family because we're concerned? Like, what kind of message would that send? And I talked to Eric and I'm like, look, why don't we look at what would it take to just change locations and look at Jamaica or look at, you know, St. Thomas or St. Kitts or somewhere like that, right? And in my mind, I started to create this huge roadblock. Like, I'm like, it's going to take a Herculean effort to contact everybody, make sure that everybody's okay, get people to start changing their flights, canceling the hotel, making sure that people don't lose money. Then we have to find a location that is going to accommodate us, that's to our standard, you know, because a big part of Holiday Mastermind is also the 5-star experience, you know, going to an exotic location. And so in my mind, I just started throwing up all these roadblocks. I'm like, this seems like just such a pain to go down this road. I can't believe this is happening. And I caught myself going into victim mode. And here we are, you know, we have a five-star vacation booked and the inconvenience of having to switch it. And I'm here in my mind complaining about, you know, not why is this happening to us, but I can't believe that this is going on. You know what I mean? And I caught myself. And long story short, within 12 hours, you know, in the next morning, we decided we're going to switch, because going out there, number one, even if people are safe, which we couldn't 100% control, because obviously people were getting sick from consuming, you know, food and alcohol. People got to eat, right? You don't have to drink, but you got to eat. And we just can't control that, you know? So rather than have people go out there and just not have the peace of mind, we said, screw it. Let's just change course. And so immediately, you know, I got on the phone with everybody that was involved, everybody that was committed to going. Fortunately for me, everybody was so accommodating and flexible and understanding. People knew, you know, this wasn't just hype. Like, people were also concerned, and they're like, look, if you want to go, we're behind you, we'll go. And if not, let's change directions and let's go. So thank God for my wife. I mean, she is amazing, and she was able to locate a five-star resort in Montego Bay, Jamaica, that was able to accommodate us. We started getting on the phone with the airline, with the hotel, started to find out cancellation policies, and it worked out. In less than 12 hours, we had a little bit more than half of our group had already canceled their hotels and changed their flights and booked at the new resort. Now, it didn't come without a few hiccups and challenges, but within 12 hours, it was done. And I think the takeaway for me, the lesson learned, was that don't create roadblocks and get into victim mode without even doing anything. So many times what we anticipate or fear is far greater in our mind than what it actually ends up being in reality. So for me, that was a huge takeaway. And although I already knew that and know that, human nature sometimes kicks in, our mindset kicks in, and I have a pretty strong mindset. I'm constantly working on myself. And when these things were happening, I'm like, man, why is this happening? Like, I can't believe this. Like, you know how much work and time it's going to take to now contact everybody, see if everybody's on board, find a new venue, see if they can accommodate us, make sure it's in everyone's, all these different questions started popping up in my head, and I hadn't done one thing yet. And the other takeaway is the power of just deciding and committing that you're going to do something and burning the ships, so to speak. Like, there is no other option. You have to go and move forward and just suck it up, eat the frog, quote unquote, like they talk about doing in the morning, and just get it done. And don't complain, and just realize how grateful you are for whatever it is you're going through, even though it may not seem like it in the morning. So that's the takeaway. It's not so much of a Q&A type show. I just wanted to share with you a quick story, because we just got back from Holiday Mastermind. It was a huge success. Just such an incredible group of people I'm blessed to have been surrounded by, including my family. My girls loved it. Wife had a great time. She made new friendships. Just an amazing group of people. I'm sure you guys, maybe if you haven't seen some pictures or anything, go on my social media, and we'll send out that video trailer once the talented PJ, my good friend, gets that knocked out. But yeah, guys, just one takeaway: decide, commit, and move forward. The other takeaway is don't start throwing up roadblocks before you even know what it's going to take. And the third one is just get it done. Just do it and move forward. So that's what I got for you guys today. I will probably be revealing some things that came out of the Holiday Mastermind, some key takeaways and some just powerful shares that I think can really benefit you guys in your life and in your business. So on one final note, you know, I love being in leadership positions. It's just something I truly enjoy. And especially when I'm working with high caliber people that really want to create and live a better life and have an impact on others. And so I'm excited to announce the coaching/mastermind group that we're launching here. And so if that's something that you think you might want to be a part of, you know, reach out to me, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. I can give you more details. It's a mastermind and a coaching group that's not just about real estate and wholesaling, but it's also about life. It's something that we are making. It's going to be a very well-rounded group, different than a lot of things that are out there. There's so many amazing groups out there. I'm a part of a couple of them. And, And yet I think this is something that's going to enhance and enrich a lot of people's lives and businesses. So if you have any interest in that, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Otherwise, guys, make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast episode with somebody if you enjoyed it. If not, find an episode that you enjoyed and share it with your friends, share it with your family, because I truly want to help impact, inspire others. And this is a way I can do that. So appreciate you guys. And I'm looking forward to the upcoming episodes where I will be dropping some more content, having some awesome, amazing guests on, and hopefully helping you and your business. Talk to you soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.